Proclamation number 6403 of 15th of November, 1955. The will determines the duration of bondage. And even if you resist my love, once you will open yourselves to my love, once you will voluntarily turn to me, and your hearts will be struck by my ray of love. You will push towards me and grasp me and eternally no longer separate yourselves from me. Yet eternities can still pass, but you can also give up your resistance in a short time and your existence in bondage will be over. You can enter my kingdom in fullest freedom and fullness of light when you leave earthly life. Because this is possible, because it solely depends on your free will whether you exchange the state of wretchedness, the state of distance from me, with the state of blissful freedom. This is why I still give you every opportunity for this change of will, and I myself always approach you such that you can recognize me as a God of love and seek contact with me. I do everything to shorten your time which you still spend at a far distance from me, but I can only ever influence you without forcing your will. And therefore there is also the danger that your earthly life will be over before you have found your way back to me. Your will is free and you determine your fate yourselves after the downfall of this earth, which will end all your lives. And what I don't achieve now I will achieve one day after all. Only you will be the ones to suffer if you prolong the time of wretchedness for yourselves when you can end it yourselves. Yet my love for you does not diminish, even if you still reject it, even if you still take an adversarial stance towards me. My love pursues you, it always creates new opportunities for you to return to me. It pays attention to the slightest change of will and considers you accordingly, so that your path will lead upwards when the time comes again when you have to prove yourselves as a human being on earth. But every period of development is infinitely long. For this reason I will pour out my blessings in abundance shortly before the end of such a period. And every person can only acquire these blessings by desiring them. Every person will be helped because my love applies to all of you and wants to protect all of you from a new banishment. But a refusal, a rejection of my graces is also a rejection of my love. And thus voluntary perseverance in the distant state which I do not oppose by force. My love applies to all of you, and it will also remain with you, yet it will be ineffective again for an infinitely long time, you will only be able to feel it again in the state as a human being. But then you must let yourselves be illuminated by me without resistance. Then you must open yourselves and all adversity will come to an end for you. For this reason anyone who consciously hands himself over to me and seeks unity with me is already blessed on earth, for he has given up his resistance and no longer resists my love. He will soon be free of all material cover and shine brightly in light and strength. And the soul will now realize that my love constantly endeavored to help it attain beatitude but was unable to influence it against its will. And in this realization it will also want to help people's souls on earth and in the spiritual kingdom again. It, too, will constantly give love because it constantly receives love from me and love is a strength which never rests but works in my will. Amen.